Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, we're back for part, well, we're going to say take two really, because everything we recorded, are you going to, Cardi, we're recording? Cardi?
What?
We're recording!
Are we? Hello, yeah, everyone, take two! Take two, what's this stuff?
Take two, because we had a power glitch and everything shut off. So everything we recorded went to absolutely nowhere.
So
not even the clouds, nowhere.
What were we talking about?
Sorry, remember the last episode? If you're out there listening to the episode previous to this, we were talking about how distracted Sean gets if there's like a glitch in the light or if the curtain is open. And now we've actually deleted a whole, what was it, 15 minutes of an episode? And we're just restarting again. So
this is where we're at.
We did originally start this episode by talking about
renting your car out of it.
Yeah. But how we got there was we were talking about me driving home from Belfast a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I had an Epiphany Tiffany moment. I hadn't had loads of Epiphany Tiffany's up in Belfast, actually.
You
I
won't have
a story
it on
you know.
The drive home, because it's not 90 minutes, as you would say.
It wasn't 90 minutes. And see that dirty sign on the M50 saying Titanic 90 minutes from here? You dirty lying pox of a thing. Dirty. And whoever gave them the go-ahead to put that sign up is even worse. Because it's 2 hours. It is.
Yeah, but you're a little speedy bitch when you're driving, so yeah.
I
like
actually
Princess
don't
Peach.
Speed. I'm not like Vin Diesel. No, I go over the bumps like Vin Diesel. But I'm not a speed. I usually when I'm driving, I follow the rules of the road. Chance I'm a pilot, like I say.
Yeah, yeah. But where is the rubber off your clutch when you are a pilot? Like, when did this happen? So I got into the car, right? Carly, whatever. She was like, don't even look at the car. And I was like, oh, all right, girl. She's clearly done 9 sunrise swims. So everything is in the back. There's a kettle. There's a toaster. You name it. There's a generator. She's out on the beach giving tea and toast to everyone.
It's like fucking Finglas Swap and Sell. Everybody always asks me, am I living in that car?
Maybe I am. Mind your business. Maybe I want to move out. But got into the car and took a swift right. And she thought I was looking out the window at Luke Kelly. Didn't you? You thought I was looking out at the Luke Kelly statue down around the podcast.
The image of me when my hair was growing back.
But I looked and she's like, you take the photo. And I was like, no, there's a plastic bag stuck in between our window. Then I was going around our little thing looking for something to fidget at, the usual being nosy rosy. And I pulled out our clutch. You know the rubber bit that goes onto our clutch? That. And she's like, fuck off, my NCT is up. She was like, please, just put it back. And then I look up and the car's lit up like a Christmas tree. That's where we were.
Me engine.
That's
yeah,
where.
Yeah. What we said, right? Well, I said that what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to bring my car to the NCT centre and just let them tell me everything that's wrong with the car and I'll just get it fixed. Because if I go to a mechanic, he's going to try and pull the hole out of me and take all my money and tell me that the whole car needs to be fixed. Or else he'll just scrap it. I'll fly around in my Yaris for the rest of my life. And if I ever came into money, I always say I'd just get monster truck wheels put on my Yaris. And I'd fly around in that for the rest of my life. That's a car is the love of my life.
Imagine you going around like a dirt bike.
Yeah, well, it makes no difference. I'm in Finglas. It'd be like a little quad.
I'd love to see you on like a Vespa.
Why a Vespa? I thought you were going to say a Scrambler because that matches me personally.
No, just a Vespa because it wouldn't be going fast enough. You'd have really bad road rage on it. You'd be like Madeline going around. Did you ever see her on the Vespa? Madeline! That's what you'd be like, losing the wheels.
Oh no, our little neighbour, Papito. He drives. He drives the Vespa.
Oh God, right. So that's where we are at. And where else were we? Oh, it was my birthday.
No.
Just signed up for the 18th time.
That as well. Sorry.
Are you going back
birthday.
To your Epiphany Tiffany that you had?
Yeah, my Epiphany Tiffany. We're absolutely starting on each other during this.
Yeah, can't we?
Right. So basically, when I was driving home from Belfast, that wasn't 90 minutes drive home. I had an Epiphany Tiffany and it really, really hit me. Me and Sean, we're actually not really friends anymore.
No.
No.
Don't even speak a word to each other
no,
anymore.
No, we don't. And I discovered that because we do be so nervous coming into the podcast, like I think you all probably think that we're skipping in here and that we bang this out and that it's grand. We do be rattling, like thinking about topics and thinking if it's going to flow well. Like we do get really worked up over it. So I recognise that I avoid Sean like the plague because I think that I have to talk about the podcast every time we talk when realistically we really don't have to.
No, because our stories are just great anyway. But I'm like, it's such a good podcast topic to... Just don't speak to me.
We do be hiding from each other.
Not one bit. But where's my birthday present?
So what I was going to do was get you a birthday cake this morning, but I couldn't go and get it because I had to go and collect you and bring you in. So then I had no time to get you a birthday cake. So I have to come up with a new idea now.
What time did you text me this morning? You were very early. You could have slipped out.
I couldn't have slipping out anywhere. I had to make myself breakfast and all, Sean.
Your wholesome green foods. Are you still eating healthy?
What do you think by the size of me now?
What?
Do you think with the jowls on me at the minute that I'm silly? Do you think
yeah,
with the shoulders on me?
Yeah, but your chin is hereditary. I just tell everyone everything else looks great. Like,
but so I'm very swollen. So clearly I'm not. No, do you know what I was? I hit to 12 weeks, Sean. And then I was like, do you know what? I might just start integrating a little bit back in. I had 17 crews. Is that my boyfriend?
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry. Is it my boyfriend? That's not my boyfriend. That's a new boyfriend. They gave me a big window in the studio to look at men through. I have mentioned it before. And there's an, oh my God, he's had to hear me.
There he is.
Did he hear me? Can
he's
hear
smiling,
me?
He's smiling, he's smirking.
He's
He's getting it. Is that the vending machine? I wonder if he's buying me anything nice. Yeah,
am
actually,
I
are
great, brilliant.
You never normally would.
Now?
Oh my God!
Am I going what?
Butterflies?
No,
for a man
no,
you never
no,
even
no,
know.
No, no, no. I like looking at him. I don't
look. Yeah, what is it? Yeah, yeah. All right.
So I do there. Fancy someone, but we can't talk about that.
Is he a honey man?
He's. I wouldn't know.
Why can't you talk about it? She's scratching
because I'm nervous. I don't like talking about these things. Let's carry
like,
on.
Like, are you texting someone?
No.
Like, no one?
No, I just fancy someone.
Will you go on to Tinder, please? Do you know what you should actually do?
Do you want me to go on to Tinder for a segment for the podcast? Do we reckon I should go on Tinder? We could do that. I might take one for the team and go on to, like, Hinge, Bumble and Tinder and just see what mental cases get in touch with me and then we can just discuss it.
I feel like you probably won't set them up. Tell us about yourself. You'd be like, absolutely not.
I will set it up, but I'd write in the bio being like, this is purely for experimental purposes. Why can't... Oh, my God. Experimental purposes. I'm having a really hard couple of days.
Yeah.
I really, really am.
Right, so we're going to get you onto Hinge and you can use your TikTok sounds.
Are you on Tinder already?
Yeah, but I just go on for it. Every day you get, like, it says, like, you can pick four, but you don't know what's behind the door and you just have to pick it and then, like, that person likes you so you know they like you.
Come here. So if I agree to go on and do the Tinder thing, I reckon that you should do it too, but you have to do it on Grindr.
No. No, because someone texts me on Grindr. Actually, now that you say it.
God.
Little nitna. Someone texts me on Grindr. I popped on. I was like, I wonder who's around the area because I was in town. I was like, right, hopefully like lovely tourists, aka Americans, because they're all fit since they're about 15 because they're in everything. And someone says, oh, there's the cloud chaser from TikTok. Cloud chaser from TikTok. Wait for it. Now, my photos are just me smiling. I have no nudes up. You might get them eventually, but I have no nudes up, right? But the man is in the nudes. You can't see his head and he's just holding his hooting nanny.
Right.
And he's the one that's saying, I'm a cloud chaser. And he has his bits and all hanging out on the fucking thing.
I can see you're gay and you're saying that I'm looking for
and him. I said, right, contain yourself. I was like, and I was sitting there typing for ages and I was like, right, which way can I rip him out of it? And I just said, you know, I'll just block him. So then I went off the app and haven't been on it since.
Okay, fair. Was he trying to flirt or was he being vicious?
I just say, I don't know. There's a few hee-hee-ha-ha faces on it.
Oh. Well, that was the wrong way to approach the situation.
Cloud chased your fucking hooting any. Yeah, pucks. Right, so tell me. I told you I had a weird dream or nightmare last night and I remembered it this morning, but you said you also had a weird spooky dream.
Mine was just I had a dream about a very attractive man and I was raging when I woke up. But go on, you tell me about yours because I need to know what you're saying about being spooky.
Right, so it brought me back to when I used to wake up for school years ago and I used to have, you know, the Nokia phones that you slide up and I used to listen to Shane Ward. But when I got outside, it was only a bus stop. There was no roads or nothing. So I was like, where am I?
Like a bus stop in the abyss?
Bus stop in the avenue. I was like, where the fuck am I? Like, that's all it was. Just me house and a bus stop. And I was like, right, eventually I was just standing there and I was like, something's going to have to come. Because there was nothing. There was no, like, no blueprints and no nothing. Like, nothing, no field, no house. It's just my house and a bus stop. Like the Harry Potter thing. So a yellow bus comes, like an American thing. And I got on. I'm sitting there and there's just all these weird people. And your one just looks at me and it's like, may the odds be ever in your favour.
Oh,
I'm in the Hunger Games. I'm in the Hunger Games with me free up. I have my backpack. Me free up. I have a little ham sandwich that my mum probably done from the night before and she probably left that on the counter, so I was pinging. And then I had a Capri Sun. That's all. She's like, you can take that in with you. Everyone has 5-course meals on the buses. We went straight to the Oak, and then when I got off the bus and I fall and smashed my teeth. So bear in mind that you go into the Hunger Games. This is what happened.
Right.
And then food fell because I was so malnourished. I was hiding in the tree because I was just like, oh, I'm supposed to go to school here. Couldn't eat anything. So I just killed myself off in the Hunger Games, clearly. Thought I was going to school, listening to Shane Ward. Ended up killing myself and having no teeth. Cheers. So that was my dream, aka nightmare.
What?
And I never normally remember them.
Do you know, like, obviously dreams genuinely do carry meaning. So I would love, can somebody, if anybody spooky listens to this podcast, just go through that and analyse that,
yeah,
and tell
me,
us what
was,
it
like,
actually means.
Mona the vampire. They were just like vampires. That's what I was like, hey Mona. So that was my dream. That was my dream. Nightmare.
Oh my God, no, but there definitely is meaning behind it. It's just that I don't know how to analyse that.
Epoxy tink and I'm getting to school on time. Wait, me Capri Sun, me froob, and me ham sandwich.
And were they your weapons when you went in? That was
in
all you had to protect yourself with?
That,
the froob?
No, that was me, like, food. That was a little keep.
Right.
But obviously, I only had the froob and the fucking thing because I had no teeth in me fucking mouth. They were just little spikes. You know, like a baby's rotten tooth. That's what it was like.
But you are so psychotic over your teeth anyway. All you do is worry about
I left about the bed and I took my retainers out to rub them straight away. I was freaking out. So that was my dream nightmare. And I never, ever remembered them. I remember dolphins chased me before and killed me off, that's all.
Why do you keep on getting killed?
I just
do you
getting
know?
Killed. I fell off buildings and all of my nightmares.
What? No, I always get them folly dreams. But do you have right now, hear me out here with your dreams, do you have places that don't exist in the real world at all, but they exist in your dreams and you keep on ending up back in them?
They're Hunger Games.
No.
But that's just a No.
Do you go back?
No.
So there's some things in my dreams, right, that don't exist in real life, but my brain has created them and I revisit them in my dreams and they're all the exact same. They're very vivid. And
yeah, but you're real spooky.
Yeah. So there's like a stadium, right? So it's like a stadium and there'll just be like concerts and stuff on in it, right? But it doesn't exist in the real world. And I always end up back in this stadium for
like
different bits and pieces. It's so weird. There's a shopping centre that doesn't exist in the world that I always, always, always end up back in.
So what are you doing? Like, you're just going around shopping? And that's
no,
it?
Just different kind of situations go on, but in these places that don't exist in the world but exist in my mind. It's like there's like a town or like a little country that I've made up in my brain.
Halloween town.
That I constantly go back to. And I'm like, oh my God, is this the fucking quantum realm? What's going on here? Did I ever talk about Gerald on this podcast? Gerald is my alien. So
no, don't start.
No, I am starting.
Because
no,
I'm
I am starting.
To watch a podcast with Joe Rogan about aliens.
Yeah, well, that's all right. So they actually are real, right? My whole thing is that we are like a game of Sims.
No, literally.
Right? And that the aliens all... like they're all belonging to us, we're belonging to them realistically. So Gerald is my alien and he likes chaos.
How did you get Gerald? Like, where did this come from?
So I just woke up one day and I was like, oh my fucking God. And I was like, this is all a simulation, we're just being controlled by something else. Oh. And this is all a bit of a giggle. So I just think that we're a big game of Sims and that we're owned by an alien each. So my alien is Gerald and he's fucking destructive.
My
he's a little bollocks.
My alien is bollocks in the heads.
Yeah. Your alien is mangled. He obviously hangs around with my Gerald. Do you know what I'm saying? So this is the way it's going. Yeah. And anytime anything bad or anything happens, I'm like, oh, Gerald, come on, will you just get it together? Like, I always ask for Gerald.
Think he gave you a hand throughout the
years? He's had me back in a few different situations. Yeah. 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 Obviously, he's made a balls of a few
he
things.
He shaved your whole head off the little...
He didn't shave my head off, Sean. He just went back to the start screen for a while and he couldn't decide on a hairstyle. So that was how I ended up in that situation.
No, but come here. When Sam Smith here tonight?
Talk
no,
to
please.
Now,
so,
was he... Because I've seen pictures of him in
don't,
his...
Don't, because I know what you're going to ask. Was he spooky, Yuki, in his fishnet tights and his boots? No.
So
I avoided
that
at the end.
Did he?
No.
Oh, no, he did do it.
Let me fucking tell you and I'll tell you. Oh my God, you keep asking the question.
Babe, can I have 5 minutes? Because I'm actually done.
I know the question you're going to ask me. But come here, so we're in Brewdog. You crossed the way. And last time I was there, I was like, right, no one's really here. It's grand. Dogs everywhere. Didn't know what was happening. Brewdog. Didn't know you could bring your dogs in. There's water bottles everywhere. I just thought, like, oh, this is it. People just have to go to the toilet on their walk with the dogs. Then we came out, and you know the canal bit that you can walk across? So I went over, everyone was trying to get through the fence and I was like, oh, bollocks, because you can just slip out and then walk across the bridge to come over here.
Right, yeah, okay.
No, the whole thing was covered off, so no one could do it. We were stressing out because it was like a torch 3 minute walk over to the tree arena. No taxis were picking us up. And then these two fella from Belfast were lighting up a joint. And I was like, give some of that now because I'm stressed out in my head. So me and Charlotte had two puffs and she can't even breathe on a vape, let alone fucking a smoke. Like, so she's there. The boat was standing at the side with these two fellas from Belfast.
These two random men.
Two random men, because they went the same way as we did.
Kids, don't take things from strangers if you're listening.
But let me finish it off. No, I'm only joking, but we did have two puffs and then we got a little tuk-tuk. And I mean, like, it was the funniest night of me. Like, everything went slow motion. As in my own concert. Sam Smith sounded like old Sam Smith and his voice just matured kind of thing. And he was in all his normal rig outs from like I'm not going to say normal. He looked like Queen of the Night in like a little diamante corset kind of thing, but he was fully clouded in all these parts. And then at the end we left because I was like, fuck this shit. I was like, get me a taxi. And I knew, because I clearly am a psycho when I go to a concert, I have all the set list up, so I know when the last song's coming on.
Yeah.
And he went missing. I was like, no, he's gonna start coming out in his G string, his diamante fishnet tight, and his boots. I said, get me out of here, because the crowd's gonna go wild. So then I went to a basketball match. We had basketball finals then the weekend. And one of the girls was like, did you see Sam Smith last night? I was like, yeah, had a ball. She had a Snapchat story. He had a gag on him. He was
the ball gag.
The ball gag, but the ball gag had a hole in it. Had a hole in it. So he just kept going, like a ski. Cardi.
I think he's doing it all on purpose, to be honest with you.
I thought it was a ritual. I said, the demons are coming to get me.
At first, it started out as, right, that he was kind of leaning into his sexuality and he was kind of going more of his feminine side, and he went to the whole day damn thing, which is brilliant. I actually commend people that want to do... No, honest to God, I commend people that want to do whatever they want to do. But I think when people started with all the outrage of him being himself, I think on purpose now, he's doing everything to shock and anger people and to be like, you know what, fuck yous, because yous aren't going to tell me who I can and can't be, and I'm going to keep on annoying yous because it's all yous keep on abusing me anyway. So I may as well lean into it again. Like we said in the episode with Nevo, it's outrage marketing. It keeps you relevant, it keeps people watching you, it keeps people talking about you, therefore you make more money whether you like it or not. People are going to go and watch the videos, go on Spotify and listen to the song to hear if it's very raunchy or whatever. So it is a marketing ploy in my eyes. And then I seen something on Facebook like last night, and it was a picture of...
Are you still on Facebook?
I do dip in and out every now and again because of a few friends that don't have Instagram, that only have Facebook.
On Selling Go Fingless, are you?
Fingless swap and sell, actually. I'll have you know.
Is it? Are you on it?
Yeah.
Tell me yourself.
No, I'm joking. I never went on to fingless swap and sell. My fucking gaff looks like Mary's Land. But what was I going to say? There was a picture last night and it was Sam Smith in his glittery J string, and then it was Lewis Capaldi on a billboard in his tighty whities. And people were like, what's the difference between the two? Now, don't get me wrong. As them two particular pictures stand, there's not very much difference. But in the attitude of Sam and how he's been carrying on lately and how he's been acting and stuff, obviously there's going to be more outrage towards him because he is winding people up. Whereas Lewis Capaldi, everybody knows he's just this cuddly little dozy umphlet that loves a giggle. So that is where that difference lies. I think it's a bit of a silly comparison, but I do think that he doesn't half deserve all the abuse that he's getting. Like, people are saying, he done this on a stage in front of his children. Don't fucking bring your kids to see him then. Honestly though, that is like, if you're after looking, especially at the behaviour
really
of him.
I didn't see kids at it, to be fair.
Well, obviously there was other, like, he was at other concerts in different countries and people was bringing their kids or whatever. And like, if you know that he's had been carrying on this way in the media lately, if you look at the switch in his music and what he is singing about and what he's about at the moment, that is on you as a parent, that you're out there bringing your child to see this man. And then they say, well, it's a fucking disgrace and it's this, that, and the other. That's fine. You didn't have to go.
It's just saying that I had a joint on the way to Sam Smith and had a giggle, but you went up.
Am I not allowed to have elaborate on a conversation with you?
It's a podcast. Keep it for the podcast. Keep going.
Keep it for the podcast. And then when I talk about it, he's like, why are you talking about it? Don't talk about it, actually.
I love you with all my heart and soul. So,
yeah, so.
That was that.
Thanks, Sam, for that. Thank you.
Have you ever gone to a concert when you're just like, the fuck are you at? Like a bizarre concert.
Let me think, because do you know what? As you
I thought
know,
it was
I'm
in a ritual
big
with Nicki
goer.
Minaj. When she came out in the rocket,
she spooks the life.
She
family.
When she starts in Roman, that psycho bitch.
Yeah,
she's
very peculiar.
Bitch.
The girl. I'm actually not a huge fan. I used to like all of her old stuff. She's very strange. Yeah,
That's it.
I'm trying to think, did I go to any mental concerts where I was like, what in Christ's name is going on here? Remember Little Mix though, when we went, when I was sick.
Yeah, when you were sick.
That was one of the best nights of my life still now. I will hold my hands up, and that was one of the funniest nights of my life.
You were poxy locked.
Locked. And had a time of my life.
You look unbelievable, you're a little fully scared. Remember you went back to the
I was only in the hospital that morning, remember? And Kira Brooke said, come on. Yeah, I was in the hospital that morning, and they said to me, no vigorous activity, Cardi, for the next 3 days. No vigorous activity.
You were doing backdrops, everything was split.
Backflips across the George set. That was hilarious. No, but I didn't want to go. I was like, oh no, I'm going home to bed. And I was feeling sorry for myself. And Kira Burke said, well, I'm at the buying 2 tickets, so you might as well come.
Cheers.
Yeah.
She's buying the tickets to concerts, and she keeps revenue at 5 for a coffee every week. It's the cutest thing ever.
Oh my God. Do you know what's so funny, actually? People kept on messaging me when she done that, and they were like, oh my God, can't believe that. This is the best thing ever. And I was like, has nobody ever seen that like before? And people are like, this is after warming my heart so much. People just couldn't believe that. My friend is after sending me money to buy me a coffee, and they were like, that's a lovely idea. I don't know why I never thought of that before. And I was like, she does it all the time. I just think it's the sweetest thing ever. So yeah, if you don't know, send your friend a fiver on Revolut today and get them a coffee and make them smile.
My Revolut username is
don't you, because she'll get us cancelled.
What else happened there over the past few days? Oh, basketball weekends. We have basketball weekends. So it's like, you know, like in dancing, do you ever have like a big dancing family that you would go out with, but you normally only see each other for like competitions or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. It would have been like, similar for like big, huge championships. Yeah.
That's what it was like. So the girls were in, two of the girls' teams was in the final for the league final they won, and then top four. So that's like another tournament altogether where the top four teams go against each other. But it's just a basketball week, and we haven't had it in so long. Mm-hmm. So we went out and absolutely round our life.
I just feel like your basket
brought a speaker to the pub, and we got kicked out of the pub, went over, done karaoke, and then they're like, you just need to live, like, had a ball.
What's
but like, would you ever have that with dancing? Like, if you went away with dancing?
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
it's just the best thing ever, because you either talk about like dancing or basketball for like an hour, and then you just go into just being absolute scumbags.
Yeah, yeah.
The best ever.
But it is.
Better going out with your friends,
Here, then disco dancing competitions are just sessions. Why do you think so many kids do disco dancing? Because the L ones want to get away and they want to go on the lash. They don't care about them kids dancing. They don't give a fiddlers about them kids dancing. I was a lovely slow dancer. I was very bad at solo because I'm very tired, Sean. Very lazy. Oh my God, see the fast dance? No, I'd not be doing it.
Did you miss a step at all?
Did I miss a step, Sean? You had to start me before to get me to do a step. I fucking hated me solo. Now, in all fairness, I never done like very bad in it, or at, and I actually still would have like won. Now, I wouldn't have won like first, but I would have came top three like an awful lot. And I did used to win sometimes, but I was the laziest pox you ever met in your life. There'd be people doing laps of me and I'd just be flouncing around the floor. You're going to know all about this, and I know you're mad. Remember I said to you before I came in, me ma in her old age starting to find that funny bone, Sharon. Yeah, because she's, as you know, she's a very quiet woman.
Very quiet, Sharon.
Very quiet woman. And I actually had this conversation with a friend of mine, Emma, last night. She said that her mother would have been very quiet all throughout her life, and her father was such a strong character that her ma kind of took a back seat and she just relaxed and lived her life, but she would have been quite quiet. And as she got older, she started to get a bit funnier. I find that my ma's doing the exact same thing, right? So she woke up and she fucking finds herself to be a comedian now.
Oh, comedian?
Yeah. Sharon finds herself very funny now. So I was sitting at the kitchen table the other day, right? And I had said, like, we were talking about different bits and pieces. And I said, oh, did you see such and such as getting married soon, right? And they in a rented house.
Oh, is that what she said?
I said, Sharon! She said, yeah, they in a rented house and 32 grand on a wedding to be spending. Yeah, it wouldn't be bleeding me now. I said, you're very judgmental, Sharon, the bleeding cheek. Yeah, it's none of your business.
Wonder where she gets it from.
Oh, it's not me.
It is you.
I'm not one bit judgmental.
Carly.
What?
Give it over.
I used to be in my teenagers. Oh, I always have an opinion. Doesn't mean I'm judgmental. But anyway, she turns around and she says, no, yeah, imagine wasting all that money now on a wedding. I said, man, why is it wasting money? It's a holy matrimony. Do you want to get married in a lovely sacred place? Do you want to have a lovely day?
Would you get married? Imagine having to save all that money.
I can't.
Well, actually, you want to be a mother. Sorry, please go into that. Carly literally said, I would like to be a mother. And Ian goes, ooh. And the minute Ian went, ooh, the whole fucking FM 104 studio shut down for 5 seconds.
We had literally a power glitch because I randomly belted out an hour. I was like, well, I'd like to be a ma. And I don't mean that I want someone to get me up to sprout now and I want to be pregnant
up to
right
sprout?
Now. Yeah. I don't mean that I want a bun in the oven this second. I don't want to be inseminated at the moment. I'm all right.
Ah, stop now.
You just don't
want to be pregnant at the moment. That was inseminated
Sorry. I don't want that right now, but I did realise, like, you know the way I do always say I hate kids and all, and that I do want to tip them over when I see them and all. And it's not my fault.
When you're driving and you see a cyclist, you're like, meh. You just want to swerve.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a subconscious thought. I'm not actually going to tip anybody's kids over if you see me. But anyway, I always say that I don't want kids. And now, like I said before, I got treatments, they kind of really, really, really pressured me into getting my eggs frozen in case. And I didn't want to do it, but they really pressured me. And now I'm like, oh my God, thank fucking God I did that, because I'm like, I actually would kind of like kids. And I think I'd be a good ma. And it keeps on coming up in conversation lately. And people keep on saying that I'd be a deadly ma.
Right, so back to what you call insemination, is that what you said? Yeah. I'll give you a baby. Fuck it.
I'm actually either getting a little shorter because I find you so attractive, but I don't think I could allow you into me lady guard.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do it. No. I go into a room for 7 seconds, like, and I'll just...
Oh, just bang one out.
Pop off.
And what, then I have to be turkey-basted?
Yeah. Well, look, you went doggy style to get your laser, so look, nothing new to you, girl.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Come here to me. You went and done the Hold My Drink live show. Tell us about that. How did that go?
Well, first of all, they wanted me there for 4 o'clock. I only done one day. So it was the first day. They wanted me there for 4 o'clock. And I said, no.
I was
sitting there playing Fortnite on the PlayStation. I said, I'm not moving. I said, no. Yeah. And they're like, no, Sean, 4 o'clock. So clearly I got there at 4:30. I was like, fuck that shit. Ran through it within 5 minutes. And I was like, what's the story here? And she's like, yeah, Grant, so you're on about 9:30, 9:45.
You'd want to give you a hotel room around the corner.
Would have been in New York. Would have been in New York.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there. Then Nevo came along. Nevo was there as well, actually.
The bones.
Had to curl her hair because I seen her doing curls on live TikTok and she gives me the ick. Gives me the ick. And I'm like,
Navy means it in a loving way.
Oh no, Navy, I do. But you know that girl that used to curl her hair for a tutorial and singed her head off herself?
Yeah.
Do you ever say, just want to help for 20 or longer?
And she's boarding just like, all her hair off.
That's what Navy was like on live. So I done her hair. Yeah, then I went out. Navy was giving everyone, not dogs, that just.
How did the show go?
The show was a
ball. Do you know what I love about you? You start and you're like, so I done this and I done that and then that's it. I'm like, Sean, talk to me.
Right. So, when you're backstage, you don't really get to see anything.
No.
Ever. You just have to hear it through like a little religion room microphone from the school. That's what it's like. And then you're just sitting there backstage, fleecing the tap for a drink because why not? And then when you try to go down the side of the stage, you can't because you're trying to hide from the fucking crowd. So you just sit there and wait. That part's a pain in the arse. And
PSA to Vicar Street, will you just get a monitor?
Will you just get a big flat screen and just let us see it? Like,
that's all we need.
In the green room, down the little dip.
Yeah.
That one. Just sound effort when we have a live show there, love this.
Please, thank you.
Second day, I finally got to sit and watch in the crowd. So me and Kelly went and had a ball. And then I met your one GK Berry.
And you love her.
Yeah, but I was in for 4 minutes before the show started. Not 6.5 hours, 4 minutes. That was great. Walked in and Ariana and Mima Mitchell was there and all.
Yeah.
And then obviously GK Berry's manager and Jack Swift was there because he'd done the second night. And it was, who else was there? Protein bar, but I walked
he's
in.
He's a lovely little.
I didn't know he was only 21 or something.
He's only a pup.
The poxy size of him.
He's a man mountain.
He's like a Dublin bus.
I only seen him the first time, remember, at the Coke event, and I just kept on saying that here's my son, and he got.
I think I've seen him at
on.
Longitude. I think some. No, it wasn't that. Seen him at a festival somewhere, and his arm.
Yeah,
was like
but they're getting fed fertilizer for breakfast and all chan down the country.
No, they are.
Do you know what I mean?
They are. But second I got to watch the show and I was like, is this what it's actually like to watch it? They were on flying for him. Gas crack.
I love that.
Because I'm always just at the side or in the back. So I was just like, fair play.
You don't get the full experience.
I just had to watch it through stories. Like, do you get me? That people tag it in. But got to watch the whole thing. Had a ball with GK Barry's manager. And just all in all, ballroomy life yet again.
So, oh, adding into that, sorry, I got the sweetest message in the whole world today, and I just have to say that I love you so much, Alicia Arkins, and I know you do listen to your podcast, and Fran as well. They went off for a little trip to Seafield the other day, and they said that they spent the whole car journey up and back listening to us on the podcast, and I love you so much, and I just needed to say that. And when there is a live show, you just better be in the front. Thank you, love you.
Okay, well, I want to thank me ma then, because my ma said that she's very proud of us, and she nearly cried, and she just keeps sitting there, lads. Me ma can't open her phone. Like, genuinely can't. If you asked her to rewire the house, she'd probably be able to do that, but she can't open her phone with her code. And she sits and she Googles and she refreshes the podcast charts every single hour on the
and
hour.
And she does that on the Apple Music, doesn't she?
No, she does that on her... I don't even know. I think it's like a Morphe Richards microwave she has. I'm not too sure. But she does it on that. But you might actually have Mama P sometime soon, guys.
Yeah, Ian's everybody's buzzing. Been asking for it. And we think, Sean thinks he's out there getting around her, don't you?
Yeah, love. What else have we got to talk about? Woke up this morning. Now, I know the sun is coming in and days are getting longer. Sunsets, beer garden, the work. But I woke up and I snot rocketed all over myself because hay fever is kicking back in. I get hay fever once, like, every 2 or 3 years. It just came on me when I was about 14. When I was drinking me Bulmers in the park, having a ball, people shooting potato guns at your head, running around with your little plug-in, Sony Ericsson, and it was just awful. I thought I was dying one day. I didn't know what hay fever was. I was just like, yeah, it is what it is, because I never had it. So I'm there going home, locked on me Bulmers, into me hair from potato guns.
Just bringing on a talk, one, keep on talking. What? Because you're out there bringing up a memory, a core memory, and I'm just going to, do you know what? Running around with your Sony Ericsson.
That's exactly what I was. That is exactly what I was. That and the Sony Ericsson with Christine Aguilera belt and it.
Oh my God. Do you know I go fucking feral every single time them songs come on? Like, do you know if we're driving anywhere, we're going to be
chatting. What is that, DJ Boone here, Cammy?
No, it's actually someone else. Hang on, what's the say on the screen? DJ J?
No, I don't know.
There you go. But do you know when we're going on a long drive anywhere, like, I'll stick all them songs on, my friends to be fuming, and I'd be baiting the ceiling off.
Who's your friends?
Who's your friends? That's not me.
Who's your other friends that you know how to get to their house and don't ask for their location yet again because you still don't know how to get to my house and I know you're 12 years or something?
I told you that I was having a very sketchy few days and that my brain isn't working properly and that I needed your help finding your home.
Okay. Right, lads. So it's getting towards the end of podcast time, which means we are coming on to people's lovely sex stories that they sent in to us. So starting off, years ago, when I was 19, I brought back a girl from town who I'd met in 21s on Delir Street. Remember 21?
21s was...
Delir Street is a kip now, but anyhow. The two of us were locked and probably didn't even know each other's names. At the time, I was living with my dad. And anyway, he came home after having a load of gargle himself. We had a lamp on in the room, had started to 69 each other... Bracket, a dreadful sex position, TBH bracket. Long story short, my dad thought I was awake and alone and swung the door open to say hello, only to see his 19-year-old son going belly to belly with some random young one with a arse in the ear. He apologised the next morning and told me to give him a text if I was bringing someone back. A same response, but we've never talked about it since.
Oh. Did that person just say belly to belly?
Belly, body to body. Body
to funky. That is disgusting. First of all, whoever ever started the whole 69 thing and tried to make it work, it's like fetch is not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like 69, I think people get so worked up and so hardened that they're like, let's try something mental.
I wish the camera was on you now because our eyebrows are like the Cadbury's kids.
Do you know what it is? I'm really horny lately.
Stop.
Honestly, and my friends keep on saying like Carly are very bad lately. I am pinging. I know I am. So do you know what I mean?
You're like a dog in heat. Woof.
I am like, oh, right, don't be mad about to me for woofing for Jason Momoa.
Right. So right, come on.
I just think 69s are very fucking impractical. And see, like, when people are like, oh, sex in the shower, I'm slipping all over the gaff mat. They're bouncing me face off the fucking screen. Like, there's nothing cute about it. So when people try and make these things work, it really stresses me out. So you deserve to get caught for that, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't do 69 anyway, so it's all right. You know yourself.
I thought your community liked an L 69.
Yeah, well, like, I only last about 4 minutes, so what's the point? Like,
oh, sorry. Do you not do a bit of foreplay, Sean?
Yeah, well, like, I'm actually like you. How long has it been now? But we're going back to the sex story. We keep making it about us.
We don't know, but I'm just like,
I can't wait, honestly, to go belly to belly with someone.
Oh, did you just say that your mask can throw you out of the house?
What's it? A same response we've never talked about since. So I'm assuming since, never talked about it since, means that they're still together. Is this like, yeah? No. Oh, is this a fella that wrote this in? Oh my God, I'm so backwards always.
Did you think this was a young
one? I thought it was a young one writing it in about what happened when she went back. Why did you let me read things like this?
I know, you don't be paying attention, love, at all. Do you know what it is? You just read it and you don't take one bit of it.
155 million%. All I have is belly to belly in my head now.
Have you ever been caught by your parents fornicating? Have you ever caught your parents fornicating? That's two questions. I want you to answer the first one first.
No and no.
No and no?
Me dad's snoring since I'm about 1 month old. He's left on the chair since then. What do you mean?
Are you one of them where they only had the one jockey to have you and that was it? Keith
says that he was creeping on the stairs one time, didn't know that. He just had me man that were screaming, but clearly they were making me, he said. And then I appeared 9 months later.
I have been caught.
Have you?
Yeah. So much so to the point that one
so
time...
So much so to the point. So how many times have you been caught?
A few times, yeah, but never by me own.
Very honey you were.
Very honey. Never by me own. I was caught one time. This was on the younger end of the spectrum when you're all fumbling around and you actually haven't got a clue what to do with yourself. So my little boyfriend...
Not belly to belly.
My little Sean. I'm at the calling you every name but your own. They went to call
right,
you Glenn
on,
and
go
all.
On, go on.
So I... I was in... bed with an ex-boyfriend and it was all going on and all the whole lot and his ma burst through the door like the ERU. She was on the gargle, right? Took the door off the hinges and the two of us went like two pences in the bed. Do you know when you just freeze and you're pretending that nothing is going on? And she goes, oh my God, are you two riding? And whipped the bed sheet back. But obviously he grabbed her and he was like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, you are disgusted now, my nervous system.
She was saying?
Riding in my house. And she's giggling to herself and she's tittering and giggling.
Locked.
And she just strolled out and she said, I ain't going for another drink. And she was gone.
So she just pulled the blanket off and you're doing the nip.
In the nudie room.
Did you have her design a vagina at this time?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Fucked off back out of the room. I said, ah, yeah, go on, enjoy yourselves. I nearly died.
No, I couldn't bring anyone home. Me, man, ah. You wouldn't even get them upstairs. Yeah, imagine. Do you want a Sambo, love? Yeah.
I'd love to get brought back to yoga.
And my mum would be like, come in here, have a glass of wine. Interrogation.
Yeah, interrogation. Of course. I brought one person home one time. And my mum always warned me not to. Because never, my brother was never allowed to bring girls home to the house. Nor was I ever allowed to bring fellas home. It was something that we just didn't do in our home. Do you know the way some mas don't mind? My mum was like, I'll cut you and I was off. If you bring anybody home, I'll kill you, right? So I did bring someone home one time. But I had already told my mum that I was like seeing this person seriously. And I was
how
like...
How old were you? 14?
No, it was an ex, like a proper ex. And I was seeing them seriously and like I knew it was going somewhere and it was going to end up that I was going to end up with them or whatever. So I told her that I was with this person. So I brought...
What is it?
I just brought them back to the gaff after a night out. And that was grand and everything was fine. And my mum walked into the room the next morning. Oh my God, right. So obviously we were still kind of asleep and I was awoken to my bedroom door getting took off the hinges like a psychopath. She didn't speak to me for about 3 weeks.
Did she not?
No.
Oh, so you were going half a letter at
No, her? I wasn't even riding. I was asleep. I was asleep in the bed and she just lost the plot because I brought someone back to her steak or home.
She's dead right.
She's a lunatic.
She's dead right. My ma and that, and well, my dad's grand, but my ma's a no. Imagine me getting gallops out of it. I can hear my ma saying our prayers next
I
door.
I was going to say, your world is like crepe paper now, so is mine, but our bedrooms aren't next door to each other. That's the only thing.
No, but when they were away, I was texting this boy, maybe they'd bring him over, and I maybe got caught because the ring doorbell, he kept ringing it, but I was in the shower, so I was like, whatever. So my ma definitely seen that because she was on holidays, and she doesn't take that doorbell app off her
right,
phone.
Right, so can I ask you a question? Because I'm fucking annoyed at you now.
That no, this was yonks
no,
ago.
No, it wasn't yonks ago. You haven't got
ago.
That ring doorbell that long,
we
Sean.
We have to ring doorbell
what,
yonks.
About a year?
What?
About a year?
No, longer.
Who?
Stop, Carly, now, because I'm going around now.
House?
Carly, I can't talk about it. Because I already got caught with a soft Carly.
Right.
He was putting something in the bin. He came from a football
I
match.
I thought you were going to say he was putting something
came
somewhere else.
Came from a football match. And then...
Is this man straight?
He... No... No.
So what's he doing playing football?
Then he, I don't fucking know, maybe for a gay team. Yeah. Not like the gay George team. Yeah. Like that one, probably was that, for fuck's sake.
Oh.
In the George every weekend. But then I'm like looking at the ring doorbell. I was like, why is that phone keep binging, binging, binging? I was like, what is that? I have me sounds on. And I was like, no, fuck that. It's wrecking me head because it was interrupting me shower. Like
yeah,
as in me sing song.
Yeah, yeah.
I click into it. He's talking to me neighbour. He's talking to me neighbour as he's putting something in the bin. I
said
so
you
no.
wanted a sneaky link in this cunt's all over the road.
Yeah, but I don't think I deleted it. And if I didn't, mad, there you go. Someone was in your house.
Dare
but
you
were in my bed. And Lenny, Teddy was like, I'm going to pop into the shower. I said, your own shower. And he said, will you make us a cup of tea?
Make you a cup of tea.
After him jockeying the bollocks, he wants a cup of tea in a shower in my house.
So you got to spin off him in the end anyway.
You got to spin in the end, yeah.
Can this man that spawned Sean come back into his life just for a little sneaky link, just for a minute? Because I feel like he needs it.
No, because like it says on this sheet, neither of us have spoken about it. So we're going to leave that there, Cardi.
Very good.
Okay.
Right, so your next one, I'll read it out for you because you tend to not listen to it when you read it.
It's a bit weird.
I walked in on my younger brother watching anime porn when he was 18. Neither of us have spoken about it since.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say.
I'd rang the police.
I would have rang every single person.
Oh, the Coast Guard. Everybody would have got it. Because, like, don't get me wrong, right? If you're baiting the belly off yourself watching
baiting
something.
Baiting the belly? Stop saying
sorry,
belly, will you?
Sorry. If that's happening, right, and you're watching regular porn, that's regular. Like, that's normal. But if you are having a wank to Pikachu, that's where I draw the line. That is where it ends. I'm not having it. You are a serial killer. And that is all.
Oh, having a wank to Peppa Pig.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So that's a no from you. But look, whatever you're into, I hope you...
I feel like you should probably speak to a specialist rather than your brother about that and get them sectioned. Thank you though. Thanks for the input.
And so lo and behold, we are moving on to Carly's section now.
We are in Ask Your Auntie at this moment in time, lads. And you know what? That sentence at the end of that page is who I was for many, many years, right? So the starter offer of it is, I can't stop checking up on my boyfriend. Same girl, right? I recently broke my phone and have been using my boyfriend's old iPhone for a month. He didn't clear the phone history, so it still has all his passwords saved and is finding my iPhone location on. My boyfriend has never given me reason not to trust him, but I can't help myself from looking through all his social media and looking at his location. What should I do?
That sounds like you. Do you write this in?
That was me.
That was me.
No, that actually does sound like how I used to carry on, but I don't think I carried on that way for absolutely no reason. What I'm saying is, back in the day, I would have been psychotic and I would have done the exact... No, psychotic.
No,
but
I know.
It was because I kind of always had like a gut feeling. And
did you let it continue on even though you knew without saying anything, or did you confront it straight away?
When I didn't fully trust it. The gut feeling was there and I definitely did try to suppress it. 100% I tried to suppress it. But I did know. And I know I knew. And looking back now, I'm like, you knew. Do you know what I mean? Cheating bastard. What was I going to say? With this, if you are feeling the urge to look through that stuff, there's obviously an element of trust that just isn't there.
And insecurities in you.
And I'm only seeing now as I get older, right, how important it is to have boundaries. Like, that is a boundary that you really should not be overstepping. Like, that is someone's privacy at the end of the day. And I know it's very hard to hold back, especially when you have access to something like that in front of you. And if you are feeling insecure. I've had people that I've been involved with take my phone off me and go through my messages and pick up my phone as if it was their own, and like going through my group chats and stuff when we had arguments. And that is so damaging now. And I'm only like realising now how dangerous that is. Like, there has to be an element of privacy. You have to respect people's privacy. I say it with people and their kids. I say it with people in relationships. There has to be privacy somewhere. People have to have something back for themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you don't allow people to have that, you are the toxic one in the situation, not the person that you're accusing or that you're insecure about. It's actually you.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I don't think anybody has a right to go through anybody's phone, anybody's messages. If you don't trust the person, leave them.
110%.
Do you know what I mean? If you feel like you can trust them, either express it and have an adult conversation about it, or else leave them, because it is unfair to do that to somebody. When I was in a relationship, I'll hold my hands up here and I have no problem saying it. When I was with somebody, we had an argument and he blocked me. And I was like, oh, really now? And I knew his password. I signed into his social media. Yeah. Unblocked myself. Yes, I did. I'll hold my hands up. Signed it into social media, unblocked myself so I could
did
send
you
him a message. Yeah, I did.
Nut job.
Lunatic.
Mind your business.
But
get out my page.
I was so scatty because this person was so hot and cold with me, was breadcrumbing me, was doing all these things to me. So he had me up to 90 and sent me this bippy. Do you know what I mean? So that was how I was carrying on back then. And now I look at that back and I'm like, oh my fucking God, you absolute mental case. Like, that is not right.
And I want to agree with everything Carly just said, because that was brilliant. So thanks a million.
Second one. Am I out of line by telling my girlfriend she needs to lose weight? I met my girlfriend 5 years ago. She has always been roughly the same look and size, give or take a few things. This past year, she has gone through a really hard time mentally, and with that, she's let herself go. She has put on noticeable weight and generally doesn't take care of herself. I've tried to gently approach the subject of losing weight, and she gets extremely defensive and says I'm a horrible person for even suggesting it. I love her, but I'm no longer attracted to her and can't keep up a healthy relationship this way. Am I a bad guy? That's actually a really, really hard one.
That's a really hard one.
That's very difficult.
Like when you're with someone that you love so deeply and dearly, like you look at them like they'll never have a glow down, if you get me.
To me, this is very difficult because I could sit on the other end of this microphone and give you the congenial answer. And I could say, I believe you should always be in love with someone. And love doesn't matter. Once you're in love with somebody, mm-hmm. you don't see these things. Bollocks. I believe for a relationship to work, you have to be attracted to your partner.
Absolutely.
Sexual attraction is a huge thing in a relationship. I think when that leaves, and you can see it in couples when it leaves, you can see when people are just together for the sake of being together, you can see when they're not sexually attracted to each other and there's nothing going on there, and it is sad to look at that people just stay there. Like, I do believe it's a huge element of it, and you can definitely, I find you let yourself go. The only thing you find in a relationship is weight. I always say that messing, do you know what I mean? I find that people do let themselves go because they get hung up in the hole. They want to spend every week and moment they have together. They're kind of brushing off their outer activities that they would have done because they want to use that time to spend with the person that they're after meeting. But it does result in then if you're going for fucking restaurant dates all the time, you are going, listen, you eat more, you're going to gain weight.
Absolutely.
It's a simple fact of fucking life. And then it gets to the very, very personal stage of it where somebody goes through something mentally, and this is why I find this very hard, because I, as you know, I spoke about this, I comfort you. That is what I do when I'm going through a really bad mental state, and food is my crutch, and it genuinely is the only thing that makes me feel better. I know that's insane, but it's the only thing that fixes me feelings in that given moment. So what do you do in that stage where you're looking out for somebody and they're gaining an awful lot of weight and you're worried about their mental state? You want to tell them to stop for the sake of their health, not even mostly for how they look. Like, you're kind of going, Jesus Christ, like, you're going to end up with fucking major high blood pressure if you don't stop eating the amount of shit you're eating. But also then you're really hurting someone's feelings. So what do you do there?
It's so hard. You're like, do I stay or do I not? Because, like, obviously you're having a hard time mentally, and then you have to, like, she's letting herself go. But, like, what do you do? Because it's like, does she go have a glow up now? Does she, like, is she okay in the head? You're always going to be second guessing everything. Well, everything. Like, as in, even when you leave, you're like, I still absolutely idolize the girl. But you can't be there for her just because she fucking can't look a certain way for you now. Like,
yeah, I do think there's a superficial element to it, but I do also think it is very real. Like, although, look, it's not a nice thing. It's not. But at the end of the day, life is life, and we're living in reality here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing that anybody can do in this situation, and what I would do in this situation, is I'm learning the older I get, the more important it is to use your big girl words. And I know it's so cliche, but honestly, really is the best policy. All you have to do is express and be like, look, I totally understand you're going through a hard time, but it's hard for me to look at you in this state, and you are eating your feelings, it's coming there, it's changing, like, your body,
everything,
your body image, you know, how you look at yourself, like, it's all having a knock-on negative effect. Whereas even if she's struggling mentally, like, exercise is known to raise serotonin, it's known to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could kind of go from that approach, more so than, you don't have to sit down in front of somebody and say, I'm not fucking attracted to you anymore, you're in bits, you're at the lashing on the way. Like, you don't have to do that. If you approach something gently and really think about your words and how you're coming across, I think that's the best thing that you can do. But it is a very real situation, and I'm actually glad that that came up, because not everything can be, oh my God, you should just love this person for this person. No, attraction does come into it, whether people like it or not. I had one of them situations where I was in a relationship with somebody and I had gained an awful lot of weight. They didn't approach it the right way. It went from being gentle and being lovely. Not even, and do you know what? They actually weren't setting out to hurt me feelings, and they weren't trying to upset me. They were simply just trying to put it across me. But when I wasn't reacting to them in the way they wanted me to join a gym tomorrow and do a 6-week PT course tomorrow.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And when I didn't give them what they wanted in that sense, then it was real like, well, it's not like you'd bother. Or it's not like you'd get up and walk. Or what are you going to eat again today? And it started to be like this kind of really vicious sort of thing. Like, you can't bully someone into it. The gas part was, everything was wrong that I ate at the time, and I should be watching what I'm eating and I should be on. But then when they wanted to go for food,
it was, are we going for
food?
A-okay.
Are we going for food? And I was like, you're giving out to me about how much I'm eating or what I'm eating or the weight that I'm putting on. And now you're asking me, because you want to go for food, it's all right for me to go down a slope.
Narcissistic prick.
People are crazy.
Assholes.
And then, like, it's just little comments as well. I think people need to watch, like, oh, are you eating again? Or were you not only after eating?
I got...
See them comments? Don't body a bollocks.
I was
you
in the arena.
Be policing what people
go
eat.
For it. Sorry. You've interrupted.
Sorry, love. No, no, no. All I'm
someone done
is
that to me in the arena. They were like, that's your 18 in 40 minutes. I said, ah. I said, what? I was sitting there eating chicken Caesar salad and about 7 different other items, but I got called out by someone.
What did you say in the arena?
I was in the basketball arena when we were watching the match. I was sitting there eating a Caesar salad with knife and fork to Rob from O'Brien's. Yeah. And then she just continued to snowball what I ate. And I was like, oh, jeez.
Oh, wonderful. And do you know what the gas part is? It's funny when you're close to somebody and you know that it's not a vicious thing. Because you could say to me, Carly, had you eaten again? Like, I'd laugh at you because I don't take that personal. I know you're not saying that in a vicious way. But there again, when I was in that situation, there was outer people making comments on what I was eating, and I was like, it's only your fucking business what I'm eating, because it was being said in a snipey fucking way, and that's so damaging. So just to be aware, and yeah, approach things gently if
be
that is anybody's
situation.
That's us. I love you.
Shock hungry, but
I'm starving, but I have to go to my sign language class, and I'm definitely going to fail my exam. So love you guys. See you next week.
Until next week. Also, thanks so much for all the messages of your listening to the previous podcast when I opened up. It means the world to me, and I'm hoping
we got
that
great feedback. And thank
you
everybody.
You can
for
have
so
a little
kind.
Chat with yourselves and be kind to yourselves. Over and out. I love yous. Goodbye.
Love yous. Love yous. Love yous.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.